Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
Perfect temperatures, perfect blue skies, and a pretty good workout for the team on Fridays, the final day of the first week of organized team activity. Another two-hour workout for the Bills on Friday, and a couple of starters were able to get back into teamwork for the first time. Wide receiver Robert Woods got in significant reps during 11-on-11 teamwork after taking it easy the first few days, recovering from ankle surgery. The second-year wideout is one of the top players in a crowded field of wideouts on the roster right now.
It's a lot of talent, like I said, everywhere in every position, whether 6 foot or 6'4", 6'5", but guys making plays all over the field, and it just makes us more dangerous, and it's just a lot more weapons.
Also back in teamwork, tight end Scott Chandler, the leading receiver on the Bills last year. Chandler fought through knee ailments last year and underwent off-season surgery, but he made some plays in the 11-on-11 sessions and took what he considers a big step forward.
I'm progressing back in rehab and stuff, and feeling a lot better this week has been a big step for me. Got to get in there a little more with the team today. Feels good.
You find yourself like pushing to see how much the knee can handle?
No, I did that last year. Yeah. I pushed it pretty quick last year, and I think it's good to not do that again. I got all 16 games in last year, and that's the goal.
Chandler turned in one of the best plays of the first week of OTAs during 11-on-11 work on Friday. He made a great leaping catch over the middle on a pass thrown by E.J. Manuel, a play Chandler says the Bills will need to perfect.
It's cover two, and E.J.'s, trusting the throw down the middle and put it up high, and that's a good spot for me. Yeah, it was a great throw, and I was able to come down with it.
Some of the other practice highlights during 7-on-7 work, Manuel found wideout Mike Williams open on a deep pass down the left side. E.J. Manuel had his best day of the week, hitting Chris Hogan all alone down the middle of the field during 7-on-7, a play that went for at least 30 yards. A big defensive play during 7-on-7, a manual pass for Mike Williams, broken up nicely by this year's fourth-round draft pick Ross Cockrell. In teamwork, in the second play of 11-on-11, Manuel threw a strike down the middle for Marquise Goodwin, and the speedy wideout made a nice jump to make the catch. Not all of Manuel's passes were on the money, though. This one to the right side, picked off by second-year cornerback Nickell Roby. And it was another strong day for wide receiver Chris Hogan. Manuel fired a fastball over the middle to Hogan for a nice gain later on in 11-on-11 teamwork, the kind of play that Manuel and Hogan have connected on several times already this week.
Right now, like the way things are going, they're playing a lot of cover two and a lot of zones. Obviously, they have a learning progression too, a whole new defense. A lot of the reads are, going inside and then out. So, EJ can, I might be the number one read on a lot of plays, which is good. I'm getting a good knack and a good feel for EJ, and we're getting, building that chemistry, going into the season and into camp.
On defense, with Jarris Burke gone and Aaron Williams on the sidelines this week, there have been plenty of reps for young safeties Denora Searcy and Duke Williams. In his second year, Duke Williams is eager to make a run at the starting vacancy in the defensive backfield. Last year's fourth-round pick from Nevada knows what he has to do to earn that starting job.
Just show my ability, show what I can do. It's all about the playbook, just being on top of the playbook, making the calls and communicating with the defense and getting confidence from my teammates, making sure I'm trusted by the vets. And that's pretty much it. The plays are going to come.
Defensive tackle Marcel Darius was back on the field Friday after spending Thursday in the weight room. It was another day without teamwork for linebacker Kiko Alonso and defensive end Mario Williams as they continue to recover from offseason surgery. The Bills get a three-day weekend now before returning for the OTAs next Tuesday. From One Bills Drive, I'm John Murphy for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.